The next patient is Catherine Kelly. The last name is K-E-L-L-E-Y. Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is seen in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 2. This patient remains with a serum creatinine of 0.7 as of January 23rd of 2023. The BUN was 17. The serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. Albumin is 3.9. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 985 milligrams per gram of creatinine that were not present before. When we take a look at the urinalysis, there is evidence of 3 plus stearase, WBC stearase is 3 plus, protein is 1 plus, occult blood is 3 plus. The patient has more than 30 white blood cells, more than 30 RBCs, and many bacteria. The most likely situation is that we are dealing with a random sample or a infected urine. The patient has incontinence from the stools, and she wears a pad most of the time. And probably the contamination is the responsible for the findings. We are going to follow that closely. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. Following number, the patient has a history of factor 5 Leiden, L-E-I-D-E-N mutation that is anticoagulated. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism and is on replacement therapy. The primary care physician is the one following the thyroid. The patient has a past history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 140 over 90. This is the first time that this patient has this reading in the office. I am going to ask the patient to keep a log of the blood pressure readings at least 3 to 4 times a week. So we are going to follow the blood pressure. This patient has lost 11 pounds of body weight. We are going to change the medication if necessary after we see the log.